Hi, this is Sherry Alberoni, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
We'll play part two of our conversation with Ruta Lee beginning at the top of the hour. Be able to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Greg Airbar is with us
for another look at recently released DVD and streaming titles that we think you'll find of interest. Greg, of course, is a two-time Grammy-nominated and multiple Addie Award-winning writer for television, animation, advertising, and publishing for Disney, Warner Brothers, and Universal. He is also co-author, along with Tim Hollis, of Mouse Tracks, the story of Walt Disney Records. You can enjoy Greg's animation spin column twice a month at cartoonresearch.com. What do you have for us this week?
Got Josie and the Pussycats.
Pussycats in Outer Space.
And, well, actually both. You can get both of these fine series now from Warner Archive on Blu-ray. So you will be able to see these programs honestly as you've never seen them before. And I want to confess right up front that I am way too close to these shows to be completely objective, so you're not going to get much of a sardonic review from me.
Did you work on them, or did you work behind the scenes, or know people behind the scenes?
No, but I have written extensively on these shows in various places, because there are people and musical aspects to these shows that are part of what I do. And there are because it's got a great cast, people who have been on your show, even Sherry Alberoni was Alexandra right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Casey Kasem, and you've got the fabulous Janet Waldo, and all the greats. And then in the supporting cast, there's of course Don Messick, and there's Henry Corden and John Stevenson playing most of the bad guys, and just a who's who, and the wonderful Barbara Perriott, who I want to talk to a little bit at length as we get into this. But Josie and the Pussycats was two series, and it was on in 1970, and then Josie and the Pussycats in Outer Space was 1972. And to see these on Blu-ray is pretty extraordinary. It's not like you're going to be seeing Fantasia, because Fantasia wasn't in Outer Space, though it kind of felt that way. What you're going to be seeing is a Saturday morning cartoon that bursts with color, because the animation was limited, the budgets were small, but the artwork still was pretty cool, and the color styling was wonderful, the backgrounds were neat, the music was groovy, and what you didn't have on a TV, at least I didn't, and my best friend in my neighborhood didn't, was a TV. You know, in those days, TVs were made up of lines. These kids today, Ed, they don't know what our TVs look like. Remember when TVs were a bunch of lines and it went, and you know, it was made up of the TV, the cathode ray tube. It shot the rays in a series of lines in a linear fashion. So if you looked up close at your TV screen in those days, you saw a series of horizontal lines. After a while, it became small dots. There was a dot matrix, mm-hmm, in the later televisions, mm-hmm, the better televisions. But in when this show was on, it was a bunch of lines. And usually your color and your tint and the where you lived and your antenna, this is before cable, your antenna, you didn't get the ability to really make it look anything less than a little bit bleary, maybe a little bit, sometimes there was a ghost. It isn't like it didn't look fantastic in those days. Lord knows, I fell in love with these shows. But
well, I was going to say, it's more than just lines, because the Pussycats had nice curves.
Yeah. Yes, they did. They had neat, great, groovy songs, Everybody Come Along.
That's right.
Guitars and sharps and flats. But when you see, and of course, it isn't like they haven't been shown later. They came out on VHS. They came out on DVD, and DVDs look just fine. And they can be streamed as well. But when you see them on Blu-ray, it's like watching the illustrations moving on your screen. You can see every aspect of those illustrations. And these are hand-drawn animated cartoons. The pencil drawings have been Xeroxed. And then once they're Xeroxed, there are assistants who go in and fix up the line. So the lines still look pretty darn good. And then they're still hand painted. So you're seeing hand-painted crafted cells against hand-painted backgrounds, and they're different hues and different colors. And televisions weren't all made, even way up until later in the day, to pick up all of this. So they really look different than you might have expected. That's the sell for the Blu-ray. For the show, here's what you get. The history of this goes back to the comic book. Archie Comics, to this day, is the longest running situation comedy to me in the history of entertainment. I love Archie Comics. I still read them mostly in the digests because it's the longest running sitcom and I love sitcoms. You got a bunch of characters, even though they never change, they do change. They change with the times, but for some reason there's this great chemistry between these characters. And some of the stories are fun and funny and I just find them entertaining. And the nice things about the digests is that they still present you with stories from various eras. And Josie and the Pussycats originated in the early 60s. And on the first DVD, the first series from 1970, there is a short documentary, about a half hour, with people like Mark Evanier in it and a lot of other very prestigious artists, Bill Patterson, talking about Stan Lee, talking about a great artist of comic books and comic strips named Dan DiCarlo. Dan DiCarlo established the classic Archie style and look, and artists to this day use that as their template. And when you see the really perfect Archie look, that is the Dan DiCarlo look. He also designed the Josie characters. And Hanna-Barbera worked with Dan DiCarlo to design the Josie characters. Now, if you watch the Archie show, which I also love, that Filmation did, they redesigned the characters in the Filmation style. What Hanna-Barbera did, and I actually have a book, The Merchandise Style Guide, to prove this, Dan DiCarlo did the model sheets. Because Hanna-Barbera liked to use comic book artists like Doug Wildey for Johnny Quest and things like that to give them a real definitive look. So Josie and the characters on the show look exactly like they looked in the comic books. And so that actually gives it one edge above what Archie was doing. The other thing that Hanna-Barbera did to make it different was, in the comics, it was a sitcom, but Archie was a sitcom. Now you've got Fred Silverman, who helped develop Archie and Scooby-Doo. Obviously, there was a decision. We don't want to do the exact same thing, even though we basically are. It's a teenage thing. We want to have a rock group just like Archie. Why don't we combine the two? Well, in a way, they did. They made it an adventure comedy. So it wasn't really so much solving mysteries, even though there were some unmaskings. It was Johnny Quest meets Josie and the Pussycats, to the point where a lot of Johnny Quest's background music in the show.
Greg Airbar is with us as we take a look at the Blu-ray release of Josie and the Pussycats and Josie and the Pussycats in Outer Space, which hits the streets on Tuesday, April 13th from our friends at Warner Archive. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
One more item. Our friend Jeffrey Mark has a brand new podcast called Hitting the Mark with Jeffrey Mark, in which Jeff shares memories and one-of-a-kind stories about his friendship with Steve Allen, Ethel Merman, Milton Berle, Don Wells, and other showbiz legends. Hitting the Mark with Jeffrey Mark, available now on Megaphone and wherever else you find podcasts. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.